Okay, what's up, Instagram? Good to see you. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Adventure Paradox podcast. We are here for a Monday mini-sode, and I want you to cue the Spice Girls. So tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Well, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Here's the thing. A couple weeks ago, I dropped a mini-sode called What Did You Just Say? And that one is so important because it really hooks up to what it is we really, really want. So the classic one is we say we want to lose weight, but what we really, really want is to eat whatever we want. If we want to eat whatever we want, we may or may not lose weight because eating whatever we want is how we got to the weight that we're at. So when I cue this question or this idea, tell me what you want, what you really, really want. And I'm playing with my hair right now and I got my mindset on, you know, what you really, really want. You got to listen to yourself because often what we're actually committed to is not what we say we want. It's what we're doing. Actions speak louder than words. So often people say they're committed to their expansion, to their next best version of themselves. But what they're actually committed to is talking about that, is saying that that's what they're going for. But their actions speak louder than words. They're committed to who and what they are. Kathy Heller says this a lot. She says, you don't get what you want, you get what you are. So let's talk about that a little bit. I had this download coming through the last week of what do you really want? And I was looking at the animals this morning and thinking about dog training. Okay. So when you have a bond with a domestic animal, they really, for the most part, want to please you. You train them to do that. You feed them. You take care of them. It's this beautiful symbiotic relationship. But the other side of that is what they really, really want is to chase the squirrel. They want to listen to you and stay and not chase the squirrel. What they really, really want is to chase the squirrel. So it takes work and discipline and training and sometimes a leash to hold people and animals in to stay on track with what it is we really, really want and move towards that until suddenly what we really, really want becomes what we are. It becomes what we are. So last week I taught a webinar on my journey to podcasting and I recognized what I am, the top 3% of podcasts out of 5 million podcasts came from what I really wanted. I actually didn't even set that as a goal to get into the top 3%. Now that I know I'm in the top 3%, let's go for the top 1%, you know, let's go. But here's the thing, you don't even know what you want until you start looking at what you do, at who you are at your core, your essential nature. Because when you're in alignment with that, nothing can stop you. Nothing could have stopped me from getting into the top 3%, moving across the country, selling a house out of state, getting my children into a new school, reconnecting with a community I haven't lived in 8 years, saying goodbye to a community I lived in for 8 years. All of those things. We have this list, this inventory of what we are, what we are facing. You can probably hear I have a little bit of a cold today. Right? Well, what I really, really want is not have a cold. Can I control that? My actions can control that. So if I keep pushing through, right, and don't allow myself to really be disciplined about that four-letter word, rest. So here I am showing up. I'm doing my 10 a.m. mini-sode. It's almost 10 a.m. And I'm sharing with you what I really, really want, which is to get healthy. And so if what I really, really want is to get healthy, then I need to look at my schedule and be disciplined, just like the dog with the squirrel, about keeping a leash, maybe staying closer to my house. If I do a workout, not pushing it as hard as I might otherwise, because I'm feeling a little run down. And if there are places and spaces where I can delegate, ask my husband to walk the dogs, maybe I do a shorter walk, you know, and really listen to my body, because your body is telling you what you are. It's your mind telling you what you really want. But your body, again, is also going to tell you what you are and what you want in relation to what you are. So when we can get those things into alignment, that's when the world is our oyster. And when we're out of alignment, that's when we're showing up to work sick. Right? Sick, but not that sick. And it could be a cold, congestion like what I have, which might also be allergies, by the way. You know, we're kind of in that space of sometimes you don't really know what's going on with you. And this is part of why working with a coach is a little bit like a dog having that domestic master or trainer, because you don't know how to get there, how to control yourself, not to run across the street to squirrel. Right? You want someone who can support you to stay on track to what it is you say you really want. So again, cue the Spice Girls. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want. Well, I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. Listen to your body. That's my invitation to you today. Tune into your body, because that is the adventure paradox. Whatever adventure you're choosing, whether you're choosing to learn to podcast with me and get to the top 3%, where you're choosing to rest and just find out what's true for you, what's coming through for you, right? Be so gentle with yourself, because only when we get really gentle with ourselves and really clean and clear and in alignment, only then does it all come together. Nothing can stop you. It's just what you are. That is the adventure paradox. There's no way you're not going to feed the animals, no matter how sick you are. There's no way you're not going to take care of their hooves, et cetera, et cetera. The same with your body. There's no way you're not going to end up showering at some point, no matter how sick you are, to clean yourself up. You're going to end up eating, right? Even if you're really, really sick and it's with a tube, right? So this is where what you really, really want is also what you really need. It's your calling. There's no differentiation, because it's all part of that alignment and God is just calling you to it. It's like this magnetic force field. And when you know that that's what you want and that's who you are, nothing can stop you. The people who are supposed to help you show up, the trainers, the property, the community, the place, the people you're supposed to work with want you to. What you want wants you. This is it. What you really, really want. So do some journaling today and do some reflecting this week and just ask yourself, what do I really, really want? And if you have been listening to the podcast, we've been doing a deep dive with horse people. And I have an incredible interview that dropped this weekend with the dear Lisa Dearson. You're going to want to check it out. She's the director of the Equus Film Festival. She has some beautiful stories about connecting a baby foal who just lost its mom in childbirth to a mare who lost her foal in childbirth. And these are those miracles that don't happen if we're not showing up and listening, not only to ourselves in our heads, but in our hearts, what we really feel, what we really are, not just what we're saying, not just what we're saying. It's about the walk. Actions speak louder than words. So remember, what you really, really want is also what you really, really need to do to take care of yourself and this calling, this message coming through, which is the adventure paradox in you. I love you all. Thank you so much. If you want to check out my podcasting class, send me an email, catcaldwellmyers@gmail.com, with the subject webinar, and I will send you my free podcasting class. Love you all so much. Have a beautiful day. And don't forget to honor what you really, really want. Bye.
I see you. Thanks for being here, everybody.